Hi there, welcome to Step 13, where we're going to be talking about that sacred space that I mentioned in Step 12. So hopefully by the time you listen to this, you've already set your time and when you're going to be talking to spirit. But now we need to think about where you're going to be talking to spirit. Here's my number one recommendation. Do not talk to spirit in your bedroom. Never. Don't do it. It's a super bad idea. In the beginning of my journey, I set up this beautiful altar and this wonderful space with like a yoga pillow and this like long coffee table. And I had this like beautiful big altar. And it was all in my room because at the time we had a really long, narrow room. And so, I would go in the morning and I would go in at night and I would sit in front of my altar and I would pray and I would connect with spirit. And it was just really beautiful to be able to, have this like private spot in the home where there was just, so much space that was mine that the kids weren't going to touch my altar. There was going to be no way that they could, interrupt things. Because Michaela and Kagan at the time, I believe, were 7 years old, 8 years old when this was happening. So, personal space was important. However, what was happening was I was calling in spirit into my room. I was like inviting them, setting a time to talk to them. They were coming in. I was connecting with them. I was seeing them. I was hearing them. I was feeling them. And then I was trying to go to sleep. And it felt like I was going to the frickin' circus every night. I was exhausted because I felt like I had opened up Pandora's box and suddenly they were like, I need to tell you this. And what about this? And what about that? And oh my gosh, it was just out of control. So I recommend that we do not have a sacred space in your bedroom, that you have a room or a space, whether it's outside or inside, that you can leave and exit and then go to bed. And now I have a rule, and we're going to be talking about rules with spirit because you need them. Now I have a rule where spirit can't come into my room, and if you wake me up, I will not give your messages because I'm a human being and I'm down here with a physical body and I need at least 7 hours of sleep a night. So you can't wake me up. And it took me a long time to feel comfortable because I was like, oh, they're spirits. I kind of had this idea that they could just kind of do whatever they want to do, but no, you got to have rules with spirit. Anyway, that's for another lesson. What's in this lesson is your sacred space, an altar, a sacred space to go meditate, to go pray, to light a candle, because lighting a candle is like turning on a light switch with heaven. And I think it's really important to have ritual when it comes to connecting with spirit. So by lighting a candle, it's your way of saying, hey, I'm here. I'd like to talk to you. So for me, I have something called a calling in prayer. So I'm going to tell you exactly how I do this. Once you create your sacred space and you can do it, don't listen to anyone. Oh, you have to have an altar cloth and you have to have this and that. It has to be what makes you feel good. I have placemats or sometimes I've used altar cloths, but wherever the space is, it has to be something that you're like, oh, I want to be in this space. So I get into my sacred space, I light my candles, and then I smudge myself and I smudge the room. And I use Palo Santo or sage to do it. Sometimes I use a feather, sometimes I use my hand, whatever feels right for you. The next thing I do is I sit down and I say a calling in prayer. And here's what I say. I call you into the room, spirit. I call on all my master guides, angels, guardian angels, spiritual angels, all my loved ones and guides that have crossed over from my highest good and only from my highest good. I ask you to come in and assist me with any information or knowledge that I might need to know at this time, or any information or knowledge that my client might need to know at this time. I ask spirit that you place me and my client and this room in a white protective circle of light. There'll be no lower energies or riffraff invited to this reading or invited to this session. Only those that come of love and light may enter and remain here. And so it is said, so it will be, and so it is. Amen. That's pretty much the gist of it. I may change a word or two here or there, but you get the idea. So Your homework on step 13 is to write a calling in prayer, one that feels comfortable to you. It's really important that you do this. It's really important because remember, I might show up for dinner, I might not, but you're going to need to invite me. So we're going to do it at the same time and we're going to call in spirit around us. I hope that makes sense. I'll see you in step 14.